So, finding a comfortable position, allowing your eyes to close if you're comfortable doing so, leaving them open if you prefer, bringing attention to the body, noticing the weight of the body in the chair. Points of contact of the feet with shoes or the floor. And noticing the state of the body. Having made this transition from being engaged in other activities to sitting, what's the state of the body? Has tension accompanied you on this transition? So scanning through the body to see if there's tightness or tension present. And if so, letting it go as you're able. Softening the face and the jaw. Allowing the neck and shoulders to release. The arms and hands to relax. The legs and feet to relax as well. Settling into a relaxed and attentive posture. Noticing the state of the mind. Is the mind active? Or is the mind more settled? And if the mind is active, if thinking or planning are occurring, just letting go of them, letting go of thoughts, letting go of thinking. Allowing the mind to relax. For this period of time, we're sitting together, there's no place else to be, nothing else to do. Just letting thoughts go. And checking in with your current feeling state. Noticing if there's any emotion that seems to be predominant. Letting go of emotion as well. Relaxing into this moment. And then allowing the attention settle in on the sensations of breathing. Following the flow of air into and out of the body. Perhaps paying attention at the nostrils or the lips. Noticing the coolness of the air as it enters the body. And the warmth of the air as it exits. Or you may find it more natural to pay attention at the chest or the abdomen. Noticing the rise on breathing in and the fall on breathing out. We may find that it seems more natural to allow the attention to rest elsewhere, on bodily sensations, the feet, the seat, or perhaps the hands. Or to pay attention to sound. Wherever you choose to place the attention, just resting it there. Wherever you choose to rest the attention, doesn't need to involve a lot of effort. You need to force the mind to pay attention. No, they're just resting the mind. And noticing when the attention gets drawn elsewhere. And when it does, just gently disengaging, guiding the attention back to wherever you've chosen as your anchor. wherever you choose to place your attention. Just noticing your present moment experience as it arises. There's no need to judge your experience. The mind happens to be active. The attention gets drawn away from the anchor. Not a problem. Each time you notice that the mind has wandered, is a moment of mindfulness. Moment of being awake. And in that moment, the choice arises. Where to place the attention. Choice whether to stay with thoughts, continue to pay attention to bodily sensations away from the anchor, or to disengage and guide the attention back. Depending on the activity of the mind, this choice may present itself many times, or maybe only a few times. Becoming aware of where the attention is now. And if it's wandered, once again, choosing whether to leave the attention where it was or to guide it back to your anchor. Allowing the attention now to again be aware of breathing, and taking in a deeper breath, allowing the lungs to fill fully. Breathing out, emptying the lungs completely. Breathing in again, and opening the eyes if they've been closed as we end this meditation.